let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Great to have you with us in the audience. Our guest on the program, as mentioned, is Dr. Brenda Stratton. She has a passion to see individuals released from the emotional pain in their lives so they can become what God has intended for their lives to be. She is a dynamic speaker and missionary who presents to churches, spiritual retreats, conferences, and business workshops throughout the United States and internationally. She's the founder of Message to the Nations and Life Transformation Ministry, which brings emotional healing to the hurting, wounded, and brokenhearted and abused. The ministry has served over 2,000 people, resulting in life-changing testimonies. And talk about life-changing. That will be the result of her new book called Lord, Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. Dr. Stratton, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This book is so helpful, and time will go by way too quickly, but we want to really hit some of the highlights of this. And let's go back to where this all began for you. It's interesting. You're in the car driving, and you get this message that say, hey, you really need to write this book. Explain how that happened.
Well, for years, I've been trying to write a manual that helped people to minister to people who have a lot of issues and unforgiveness, emotional hurt, and pain, because I train teams for that. And so trying to do this and had somebody look over it, it was just a little bit too much. And driving, coming home, I got the impression the Lord really spoke to me and said, I don't want you to write the manual. Because it's, you know, you have a manual already, so don't write it for people. I want you to write a book, Lord, Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy, because we find out that we are our stumbling block. We want to blame everybody else, but we are our greatest enemy.
Yes, and you say in the book, and the book is called Lord, Deliver Me From Me, and boy, I think we all could use a dose of reading this book and getting some wisdom and find out that, wait a minute, we are the ones presenting our own obstacles. It's interesting in the book you're saying after 30 years of ministry, this really was one of the common problems that people kept bringing up when you were dealing with them in terms of life transformation, that I'm having a hard time forgiving myself.
Oh, yes. You know, we can forgive other people quicker than we can forgive ourselves. Many times we're perfectionists, or not even perfectionists, but we think our story is so terrible than anybody else. We think we've done things that nobody else has done, or that God can't forgive us for some of these things. So we need to forgive ourselves.
You say in all the years that you've been in ministry, maybe the greatest gift that God has given us is the ability to forget. And it's one that obviously many of us don't take full advantage of. Is that true that you find that really that's out there for us if we know how to go about achieving it?
Yes, many times. Well, God gave us that gift so that we wouldn't carry all the pain, all the suffering around in the forefront of our minds. Just think if we were upset about what grandma did to us or what our first grade teacher, and we would keep all of those things. But God's given us the ability to forget and to leave stuff there. And it only comes up if it's not dealt with properly. Because as children, we never could say to somebody who offended us, especially in our generation, you hurt me, you abused me.
Yes.
And so we just tucked it away and forgot it. So it's a good mechanism for ourselves that God has given to us so that we won't carry that hurt and that pain in the forefront of our hearts. And then it's good to know that if that is available, it's available for us to forgive and forget the pain other people have caused us, and we don't have to hold on to it.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Dr. Brenda Stratton. Her website is drbstratton.wordpress.com. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Stratton's website. The book is called Lord, Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. You've got some great lines in the book, and one is the Lord really wants us to turn our mess into messages and our test becoming testimony. Explain that, because that really is to the point where we can actually turn this around and maybe even use it to help other people.
In our lives, the things that happen to us is part of our personal journey. It's to strengthen us. It's to make us who we are. Even the hurt and the pain is served for a good purpose. Because if we haven't gone through things, we can't help other people. And we can take that pain and suffering, because in this life, we want to be an encourager, a comforter, and a blessing to somebody else. And so we have gone through things so that we can be well able to help other people in the struggles that they have. And our test does become our testimony, because we can say, I've been through that. Now let me give you some points how to overcome this, or how you can get through this.
What is really interesting with the book is we learned your story as we go through the book. It's not like, okay, you've got these great theories. These are theories that actually are truthful because you have used them. And something else, when you go through it, and you point out in the beginning, forgiveness is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. In the book, you've laid this out sort of a step-by-step guide so we can get through some of these major obstacles.
Yes. You know, forgiveness is a thing that we're going to always have to forgive. We are always going to have to forgive something, someone, or even ourselves. And sometimes we have to forgive God because we get angry. I talked of one issue about being angry at God.
Well, you do it in the book, and it's interesting. You use a different name, Cindy, and she is a victim of sexual assault. And she really feels anger at God. And it was only when she was able to understand that and let it go that it turned her life around. Talk about that story, because it's so important, because many times we go through and we wonder, why are we in this circumstance? Why did God put us here?
Well, and if we don't forgive in areas, we become like the person we hate. We only have one emotional focus in life. And that emotional focus is supposed to be used to love God and to glorify God. But if we are holding somebody in God's place, we will become like them. And so it's only when we release that person, because forgiveness is for us, not so much the person, but forgiveness is for us to be released from pain and hurt so that we can see something greater than that person.
Dr. Brenda Stratton, our guest on This Week in America. The website is drbstratton.wordpress.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll link on directly to Dr. Stratton's website. The book is called Lord, Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. And these feelings that you had goes what back to before you were even born. You talk about, and you were able to trace back to in the womb, you were feeling rejection at that point, and it took you a long time before you were able to understand that and to let go of it.
Yes, I asked the simple question, why do I act like this? And so in the womb, my mother didn't want another child. Is that not that she didn't love me or we had a good relationship? But I began to ask her surrounding my birth. She said, I didn't want another child because there was 5 years difference between you and your sister. I'd given away all my things, and I just didn't want that. But you know, in the womb, child feels the emotion, the pain, the things that the mother is feeling. And all my life, I didn't never want to be here. I couldn't thank God for giving me life because I said, oh, I don't even want to be here. That was a spirit of rejection. The spirit of rejection is like having a hole in your heart that cannot be filled. It's a song that says there's a hole in me bucket, and it's a hole in your heart.
With the results the same, Lord, Deliver Me From Me is the name of the book, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. With us on the program, the author, Dr. Brenda Stratton. You say in the book that one of the greatest healing moments you had, and everybody's thinking like, okay, how can I get started? You sat down and you did a list, things you didn't like about yourself and things that that others did to cause you hurt. Talk about when you did that and the relief that you felt and the road to recovery sort of that put you on.
Oh, that was a freeing moment because I got a chair for myself and I got one for God. And I just went through my life telling him the ups, the downs, the joy, the happiness. And it was amazing. Tears would come when I had gone through something difficult. Joy would come when there was other things. And the greatest thing is that I said, I'm not going to hold these things on to my detriment. I'm going to take an eraser here. And I said, God forgives me and I forgive myself. And when I did that, such a relief came because I knew if he wanted to work on any of those areas, he would let me know. And he did. But I didn't have to hold him over my head in regret.
Dr. Brenda Stratton, our guest on the program, the book is Lord, Deliver Me From Me. One of the chapters is overcoming fear, and that's something that so many of us have to deal with. You dealt with it as well, and I go through all of your credentials, and you've spent over 30 years in the ministry. You're all over the place. You're talking to large groups. You're making impact on their lives. And you said you really had a fear of failure in the beginning and a fear of talking to large groups of people. How did you overcome that?
Oh, that was something. I would just, my knees would buckle. My stomach would shake. I would need to go to the bathroom.
See, now that's hard to imagine. So I want to hear how you got through that because people are always afraid of failure. And when you're asked to speak in front of a group of people, there is some apprehension there. You obviously have overcome that greatly.
Well, you know, Scripture is life-giving. Scripture is not just in the Bible to look at and to read, but it's a take as your very own. And a scripture that became alive to me said, when you stand before rulers and those in authority, don't worry about what to say, for in that hour the Holy Spirit would give you. So I would begin to quote that. I would begin to just quote that over and over before I had to speak. And then I began to see that people in front of me were just people, that they had needs just like me. In fact, they were a lot like me. And so that scripture began to take hold of me. And as I did it, I gained more confident. I gained more. I didn't have to try to always say the right things. But I had learned I had to be who I was, authentic. And I had to just speak out that which I felt was needed at that time. So now I don't find it difficult at all.
The book is called Lord, Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. It's a step-by-step handbook that gives you practical questions to answer with practical applications to achieve a fulfilling relationship with God, with others, and yourself. It's laid out. It's very easy to read. It's laid out in specific chapters. At the end of each chapter are questions and applications, and you can go through, read a little bit, get some advice, and answer the questions, the strong questions, and applications as well. And I'm sure people are saying, and some have probably tried to do this. It's like, okay, I'm trying to forgive myself, but I fall off the wagon from time to time. And you've gone through that as well. What happens when, and invariably, we'll stumble at some point in time? How do we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and go forward from there?
If we keep short tabs, if we realize that the only day we have is today, so that we will forgive ourselves today. I talk about that when I'm talking about dieting or eating correctly because I'm a professional dieter. So that key lime pie just jumps in my stomach. I don't even know how I got there. But you know, I don't beat myself over the head with that. I take today and I say, this day I will forgive myself. This day is the last day that I will be on this issue. It's like when you have, I used to have pity parties. Oh, I'd be so, oh, Lord, oh, this and that. And I said, I'm just going to have a pity party for 1 hour, and that's it.
And get it over with. Yeah.
Yes. At the end of this day, it's a new day, and I can start over.
The book is called Lord, Deliver Me From Me. Our guest on the program, Dr. Brenda Stratton. Her website is Dr. B. Stratton, and the doctor is Dr., the letter B, Stratton, Stratton, .wordpress.com. Information available, and you can link on at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk to so many people who understand what they have to do. The problem is just actually doing it. When the hurt is there, and it doesn't go away. And you address that very, very honestly in the book, Lord, Deliver Me From Me. How do we deal with pain that just doesn't seem to go away?
Well, we have to sometime get some help. We have to go to someone that we trust, go to a counselor. We have to be able to be honest and say, I need someone to walk with me through this. We were never made to go through this life alone. We were never made to be unto ourselves all the time. Because then we're the judge, the jury, and the counsel. And sometimes we need more counsel than just ourselves to walk us through and give us some steps. So it's all right to to go to somebody and say, I'm having a challenge. You choose someone who has more information than you do. You choose someone you can trust, and then you can get the help that you need. Because some pain is continuous. Some pain is long-term pain. Some pain, as in loss or in divorce, that's a deep pain. And sometimes you need help to walk through.
Well, and you say in the book, Lord, Deliver Me From Me, that grief has seasons. And I guess that's important to remember because, like you say, sometimes you can bounce back quicker than others.
That's true. Because the greatest grief I think I had was the loss of my mother. We were always together, and she lived a long, beautiful life under 95. And I couldn't get myself together. It took me a little while to get myself together after that loss. But as I began to talk to others, as I began to share with others, as I began to say, okay, my mother wouldn't want me sad and just in the dumps. She'd want me to get up and get out. And that's what I did.
Dr. Brenda Stratton, our guest on This Week in America, author of the book, Lord, Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. Her website is doctor, and that's drbstratton.wordpress.com. Or you can log on to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly to Dr. Stratton's website. The book's available at Amazon, at her website, all across the country. A minute or so left in the program, and one of the chapters is Moving On From Toxic People. And you find people that no matter how they try, they've just surrounded themselves with people that are holding them back. How do we get away from toxic people? How do we deal with that?
Well, first off, you have to know that that person is not your idol. You have placed that person sometime in a position that they shouldn't have in your life. You've placed them on a pedestal. And so when you begin to see that person for who they are, then you can release them and let them go and you can move on. Some people are just not for your good. They're placed in your life to be the spiritual sandpaper to help you to grow up and get greater in the things of God. But if they're not to be a part of your inner circle. And so that's how you deal with toxic people.
We all do. And I've read reviews on the book, and it's really doing well. It is life-changing to people. What kind of response are you getting back?
Oh, I've gotten so much response. I was just yesterday, a lady stopped me and said, oh, your book is really blessing me. I've had so many people. People are buying these for Christmas presents. They're buying 5 and 10. They usually don't just buy one. They buy one for a friend. Every place I go, and what I'm excited about, this is touching the lives of people that I may never come in contact with, but it's a blessing that they're taking the time to look at. One lady told me she cried in the gym going through the book. Another lady, I was just sitting. We were talking at a friend's house. A friend had bought the book. And she started looking through the book, and she said, oh, I'm about to cry. I have to have this book.
Well, the book is touching many lives and will continue to touch many more. It's called Lord, Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. The author, our guest in the program, Dr. Brenda Stratton. Again, the website is drbstratton.wordpress.com. Dr. is D-R, the letter B, stratton.wordpress.com. Information, and you can click on directly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Stratton, I enjoyed reading the book. Thank you so much for sharing the message with us on the program today. It's been great to have you on the show.
It's been wonderful to be on the show, and I really have enjoyed you.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.